Central State team wrestling tournament gets underway on Wednesday down at the Wells Fargo Arena Des Moines. And then the individuals 3-day state tournament gets underway on Thursday with the 3As opening things up at 9 o'clock in the morning on Thursday. And we get 5 Bulldogs that will be wrestling in that 3A state tournament this year. Let's meet them and get to know a little more about how they got to the state tournament. First up is going to be Dylan Carlson. Dylan will be wrestling at the 152-pound class. Dylan, you have a pretty tough first-round draw, though. You got seated kind of down toward the end, and so put you up against the number one seed, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too worried. I'm just going to go out there and beat him like every other person. So, I mean, that's the way you got to think, and that's the way I think. So that's just what I'm going
to
do.
Well, if you have any aspirations about a high finish in the state tournament, you're going to have to wrestle him somewhere along the way. He comes in, Eli Lloyd from Pleasant Valley, 43-3. Dylan's record, 30-16. You're one of the 4 seniors out of this group of 5. Let's talk about your day Saturday. Finished second. Didn't have to protect that second place. That was kind of hairy for you, though. You didn't know for sure until right toward the end of that match that determined whether you were going to have to hold on to second.
Yeah, so after I got done beating the Spencer kid, I had the first place match against the Fort Dodge guy. And I wouldn't say I was too worried, but I just didn't want to wrestle again. I had beaten that Storm Lake kid previously in the season, so if I would have had to wrestle him, it would have been no big deal. But it just opens up opportunity to lose, and I just didn't want that.
Yeah, championship didn't go the way you'd like it, but that one kind of got away from you earlier, it looks like.
Yeah, that Fort Dodge kid's pretty good. So, yeah, he's pretty good. He beat me fair and square.
Okay. Well, your thoughts about going to the state tournament? Have you've been there to watch probably before?
Oh, yeah, I've gone every single year that I've been in high school to watch. It's an awesome thing to experience.
Well, it's going to be even more awesome walking out of the mat and everybody cheering for you, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
And who are your mom and dad?
My mom and dad are Doug and Karen Carlson.
Okay, and how many family members are going?
Well, my 2 sisters are going to come down, hopefully, and my 1 sister has 3 nieces and 2 nephews, so they'll be coming down. That'll be quite the posse.
Sure, plus the other Lamar's contingents that'll be rooting for every one of you guys. Good luck to you down at Des Moines.
Thank you, Denny.
All right. Dylan Carlson, 152-pounder. Next up will be Jake Frankson Small, 160-pounder. And Jake's got the experience of having been there. Was there a year ago. I think you won a match down there, one or two matches, didn't you?
Yeah, I went 1-2 last year.
Okay. What can you take from that experience being down there? Do you think it helps you?
I think it helps a little bit, just, you know, kind of getting in the atmosphere, because it is a lot different than most meets. I mean, the stands are just packed full of people, and there's 8 mats going on, so there's a lot of action. So I think being down there does help a little bit.
I always wondered how you guys keep from not reacting to all the whistles that go off down there. I watch the Lamar's Invite here, and I hear a whistle, and you guys keep wrestling through that. How do you know which one's on your mat?
Actually, it doesn't distract you too much. Actually, like, you can kind of tell like which one's yours. I think just them being like right next to you, so doesn't really play too big of a factor.
You're a district champ. You had a 3-2 victory in the finals, but I think that's pretty common for you. You have a lot of close matches, it seems like. You're a tactical wrestler, but walk us through your day on Saturday.
Yeah, so first I had a kid from Mason City who I pinned in the first period, and then I had a kid from Fort Dodge who was pretty good, and he was super strong and athletic, and he kind of wanted to wrestle like really wild and fast, so I just kind of slowed it down a little bit. It was 0-0 after the first period, and then he picked down to start the second, and then I just got a chicken wing and pinned him. And then in the finals, I had the Spencer kid. This is actually the 4th time we've wrestled this year. So he's beaten me twice, and I beat him once, and I know what he likes to do. He knows what I like to do. So I kind of came in with the game plan of kind of controlling wrists and slowing him down a little bit, because he's pretty fast and active, and it worked really well. Ended up, yeah, winning 3-2, and he didn't get any takedowns this time, so it worked out well.
You'll be wrestling a kid from Bettendorf, Keno Roberts. He's 31-8, a senior. You're 38-7. You know much about the bracket itself?
I don't know a whole lot about it. I mean, I know my first kid from Bettendorf. I mean, every kid you're going to wrestle at state is going to be tough, and then when you get a kid from a tradition-rich program like Bettendorf, obviously is going to be tough too. So just have to go out there and wrestle my match.
All right, let's talk about your family. Who's mom and dad?
My mom is Lori Frankston, and my dad's Brad Small.
Okay. And who other outside of your parents are going to be going down to watch you wrestle?
My grandpa will be coming down, and then my brother and sister.
All right. Well, good luck down to state, and we'll hope for a high finish for you. You've got that experience now. Let's go dominate that bracket.
Yep. Goal this time is to get on the podium Saturday night and just see what I can do.
All right. Good luck. All right. It's Jake Frankston Small wrapping up his career down at state. And next up is 182-pounder, the only underclassman in this group, Colton Hogue. He will go down as a champion. I know you had a good season, district championship. Was that a little surprise to you, or that was the goal, obviously, going over there, but you had a pretty tough bracket, I think.
Yeah, the main goal is to win the district tournament, but just looking and seeing the 4-dash kid, he's ranked in the state, so I knew it was going to be a tough match. So me going out there and pinning him in the second period was kind of surprising to me.
All right, let's walk through the early part of your day Saturday.
So I was the only one in the bracket to have a first-round bye, so I just kind of rested, had something to drink, something to eat. And then the second round, I had a Storm Lake kid who last year I pinned in the district tournament. So I knew I could do it again, and I did. Then the championship round, I had the Fort Dodge kid. Like I said, he's ranked. In the first period, he kept on messing up my hair, getting it in my face, got kind of annoyed. I'm pretty sure he took me down, and then I got away. And then I had a bloody nose, and after the blood time, I just went out there kind of mad. So he took a shot, and then I kind of got him to his back and pinned him.
Use the energy of all of those events to kind of get going, huh?
Yeah.
What's it going to be like to walk out on the mat and wrestle down in Des Moines, do you think?
It's going to be exciting. I've been down there for AAU State many of times, so honestly, I don't think it'll be any different. You know, there's going to be more people, but I think the same being down there is going to be helpful.
Can you shut all that surrounding noise out and just kind of focus on what's at hand?
Yeah, I'm just trying to play it like it's any other match. You know, just go out there and do my thing like I do every other time.
All right. Well, let's look at your bracket here. It looks like you're going to wrestle a kid from Norwalk, Tristan Duncan. He's a junior, 27-11. You're 34-10. Who's going down to watch you wrestle?
My mom and dad, Chip and Jackie Hogue, and my two brothers, and hopefully my older brother, but she doesn't really come down and see much, so I'm kind of exciting and hopefully he'll come down.
All right. Well, good luck down there.
Thank you.
Right. He's the guy with the length, Colton Hogue. He gets some leverage on people. And next up will be Brennan Coppy, a guy we talked to back last fall during the football coaches preseason show. And Brennan getting another chance to visit with us here on the wrestling side of it. You were runner-up on Saturday. You're 35-10. You're going to wrestle the number one seed, looks like, Saturday.
Yeah, you got to wrestle the best to be the best, so looking forward to it.
I guess Thursday, actually, you wrestled the kid from Newton, Gage Lenahan. He's 30-1. He's a senior. Walk us through your day last Saturday.
I had a first-round bye, so I relaxed and supported the team, and then went out there, second match against a kid from East who I've split two matches with. I won the first one. He won the second one, and I knew what I had to do to win, and I just wrestled tough, wrestled smart, and came out with the victory. Then the finals, faced a stud from Spencer, and he's caught me, and that was that.
You didn't have to protect your second place either, did you?
No, my match was over pretty quick, and I was sitting there watching, and the East kid was beating the Fort Dodge kid going into the third period, and got a butcher on him, put him to his back, and I was so happy about that.
So what's your future plans? You're going to continue on with this sport, I think.
Yeah, next season I'm going to be wrestling at Morningside and hoping to be a contender up there at heavyweight.
All right. Let's talk about your family. Who are your mom and dad?
Steph and Tyler Hoppe, and my grandparents will be going up with me as well, and a few other family members.
All right. Well, good luck to you. It's been fun watching your sports career this year, and let's culminate it with a chance to get on that podium.
Yeah, thank you, Denny.
All right. It's Brenda Coppy. He'll be wrestling at 220 pounds, and 285-pounder Justin Otto won the title on Saturday at the district tournament and will take a 31-9 record into the state tournament on Thursday. He'll be wrestling a kid from Valley of West Des Moines, Brian Eduardo. And he's 20 and 14 and a junior. I guess they're all good when you get down there, huh, Justin?
Yeah, you really can't underrate anyone. I think, you know, if I win this next match, I got the number one guy. You know, being the number 8 seed, you're going to have a little tougher route to the podium. But, you know, you got to respect everyone, whether that be the 9 seed that I'm wrestling first or the first seed that I'll be wrestling second round. You know, everyone's going to be challenging in their own way.
Well, every day's grueling down there for as long as you stay in this tournament. It probably is almost beneficial to get maybe the number one seed early on.
Yeah, it is tough down there. But, you know, if you win your first match day one, you're done till day two. You know, I think in day two you only have to win 2 matches. And obviously Saturday you're in your placing matches. So, I mean, they give you a nice break. But, yeah, I mean, quality of matches down there, it's just as tough as wrestling 5 matches in a day.
Yeah. Really, that first day is just a survival thing, because you can be eliminated with 2 losses that first day. So you're trying to survive and get into where you can start thinking about placing in this thing.
Yeah, that's the truth. You know, if you lose your first one, you have to come back and win the next one just to stay alive to the next day. I mean, you win 2, you place. So, I mean, that's always an added benefit. But winning that first one is always the toughest thing to do.
Congratulations to you. You just signed a letter of intent. And where are you going to school?
I'm going to Coe College to play football and major in special education.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. Just signed that before our interview started here. And it's kind of nice to have that out of the way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's being in limbo a while kind of actually took away from the wrestling season. But now that we've got that done, we can focus on the state tournament.
Well, you've finished strong this year in the district championship. I don't think surprised anybody as you won your match 7-5 in the finals. And who's mom and dad?
Mom and dad are Jerry Kay and Jason Otto.
Okay, and who else is going down to watch it besides mom and dad?
My sister Samantha's coming with me, and my aunt's going to be there on Saturday. And I got my 3 friends up above, Sammy Clark, Daisy Pippett, and Zach Rolfus.
All right, very good. All right, good luck down there.
Thanks, Denny. Appreciate it.